Hello and welcome back to the Misfits Podcast, rated 5 stars on iTunes by The Knee Grows. He says, I love listening to this instead of my teacher, setting a great example as always over here at the Misfits Podcast.
Yep.
I am your rightful host, Fitz. Hello, I'm back.
I think that's and, me.
Probably not.
I'm the rightful host.
I believe like I'm back, like I'm the rightful host, like I'm back on my stomping ground.
Why? How about that?
Why are you back?
You guys can, I'm just wow. I'm joined by McCreamy, aka Jay.
Hi there. I'm good.
That's great, buddy. Also joined by Swagger Souls.
Hi, I'm the rightful host.
iNut, aka Matt.
What'd it do?
And Toby on the telly.
Hi.
And yeah, hi. Last week, obviously, you guys hosted the podcast without me.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
And it's our best podcast yet.
Yeah, a lot of people said they enjoyed it.
Top tier.
I'm not going to lie. I got a lot of tweets, and I was crying about this, like, just sobbing furiously. A lot
that
of tweets
so
being like,
happy.
Just be like, hey, Fitz, don't come back.
Yeah.
Like,
just, yeah, just
seriously, like a lot of aggressive tweets has been like, Fitz, they don't need you anymore. Don't come back. It was better without you.
No, we do need you. You've got like 5 mil subs. We need you.
Tear me apart.
You should have just stayed in Bali and drank pina coladas and relaxed.
Yeah,
stay there forever.
We can work hard. We don't need it.
Yeah, our fucking podcast went swimmingly well.
Our podcast
we did our
is
fucking
popping.
Intro. We did our intro fucking perfect first try.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah,
right?
I don't know about
is that,
that
a fact?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah, maybe we didn't. Maybe we didn't actually.
No. There we'll just cut into all the times you guys fucked up your intro. And it'll be great. Okay, which means that now we have to be like, ha, wow, those were some crazy bloopers, and then continue on, right? That's how we're gonna structure it. I don't know what you had in mind with the edit.
I don't know either. Maybe we'll just keep this part.
Oh, just say, yo, Matt, do this and figure it out. Okay, I see how it is.
Hello, and welcome back to the Misfits Podcast. Today we are joined by... Oh, wait, no. Fuck! God,
it's fine.
Enough
take
already.
Your time. Take your time. You got this. Easy peasy.
I know. I just be like, hello, I'm Fitz, and welcome back to the Misfits Podcast.
I'm 7 foot. 7 foot. I am sexually identify as a giraffe.
Well, if you didn't interrupt, I was going to say we're joined here today by McCreamy.
Can we redo this?
No, because you fucked it up, you dumbass.
No, we're going to take it from the top, boys. We're taking it.
No. Yo, what's up, guys? We're back with the Misfits Podcast. Rated on 5 stars for iTunes.
You're trash!
This is what the podcast is like when Fitz isn't here, ladies and gentlemen.
Rated 5 stars on iTunes by Manic White Owl. This touch of muspagoot, real good.
We've read that review before.
Have we really?
Yes.
Oh, let me find another one.
Oh.
Ah, those were some crazy fucking bloopers, weren't they?
Wow, goodness me.
That's a knee slap.
Oh, holy shit. Did you like that
I'm
part
hot.
Where we fucked up the intro four
That was a
times?
Great zinger there you added.
Yeah.
That was great. Okay. I haven't heard those bloopers before. How many were there? Like, how much did you guys fuck up last time?
I don't remember.
All 30 minutes of it?
Yeah, it was about 30 minutes of straight fuck-ups.
And then we had
right,
to,
because...
we gave up.
I want to talk about that because I was at dinner with Ryan, Sam, and Chris in Bali having a great time relaxing. And I'm like looking at the DMs. I'm like, oh, good. They're about to record the podcast. Finally, after putting it off for like 2 or 3 days. Admittedly, you guys had stuff on, whatever. But, you did put it off a couple of days, left it till the last minute. And I'm like, okay, finally, they're recording the podcast. Cool. Put my phone down. Go back to dinner. Check my phone. 30 minutes later. This is too hard. We give up. Like, we can't, like, there's not enough to talk about. I didn't even think that with Fitz here, we could do this. Like, it's so hard. Like, we can't.
We did not
say
that.
Oh, fuck you.
Okay, I wouldn't use that. I don't think those words were ever said.
No, that's
they were.
What you said.
That's what I said.
Nope.
Oh, it's what Toby said to me.
Yeah, that's what Toby said.
But in the group, I didn't actually say anything in the group chat, but manager Ryan was immediately like, oh, hell no, motherfuckers. You guys are getting back in there. And you're Ryan got really mad at Denny. He was like, these motherfuckers can't do anything on their own. They need to record the podcast. So he just started like going off at you guys in the group chat.
And then I read that shit. And my blood started to boil because he goes, you guys can't do that without Daddy Fitz there, can you? And I was like, oh, fuck yeah, you. I'm going to go up there and fucking film a goddamn banger fucking podcast.
I'm prove you wrong.
I could sense
that energy the entire podcast as well. It was like you were trying to prove a point. It's like,
yeah,
you know,
and we ended up doing exactly what Ryan wanted. So fucking nice 200 IQ play, manager Ryan.
No, he's a very good manager. He knows how to work the situation. Yeah.
He knows how to deal with it.
He literally said to me after sending it, he was like, watch how mad Swagger's going to get at that. Watch how mad he's going to get.
It got so fucking mad.
Fuck, that's 200 IQ.
But it went pretty well. Last podcast.
It did. I will say you guys did a good job without me. It was like it was pretty good. I could tell like that it was a little... I don't know. You guys were being a little bit NPC, if I do say so myself.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
You did good, but you were being like, to me as your friend. I don't think anyone else would notice this, so it doesn't matter. But to me, I was like, oh, these guys sound like they're kind of a little unnatural here. They sound like a little bit like they're kind of trying to scrape energy from the bottom of the barrel, sort of thing.
We even opened up with "Welcome back to the Misfits Podcast." And then rated 5 stars on iTunes. We did that whole shit.
Oh, yeah. We had it all. We had the reviews pulled up and everything.
The structure was good.
I just want to say it wasn't we because it no one else could fucking do it apart from me.
By no one else, you were the second one to try. Okay.
McCreamy and
I went,
and
then you went.
Hey, let's get off topic.
Just call this podcast talking about the last podcast.
Let's have a review of the last podcast.
Yeah. I think we should just play the whole last podcast right now and review it. Livecom, yeah.
It is the first podcast that I haven't been on, and I am normally the one who like kind of directs things. Arguably too much sometimes, you know, a little bit too fucking organized over here, a little bit too much of a control freak. But I was getting, like, it was good. I listened to it. I was like, man, these guys did way better than I thought they would. So props to you guys. I'm glad you gave it another try. Because I was expecting a total disaster, you know.
Wow, way to believe in
us. The biggest ego ever. Yeah. I was getting tweets, though. Like, tweet after tweet just being like, quit the podcast.
Yeah, that makes me happy.
They don't need you. It was great. People were like doing it just to spite me. They were like, you know, like, this is the best podcast you've ever done. And which isn't even needed.
It like, totally was not the best podcast we've ever done.
No.
It was
that's a Poland story.
Yeah, definitely.
I thought it was good. I really did think it was a good one. And obviously I'm like, you know, I've got my flaws when it comes to hosting this thing. You know, I think these tweets were a result of partially the fact that you guys were shit talking me on the podcast. You know, a little bit.
We made sure to do a lot of that.
Yeah. So the fans are like, I'm going to join in with these guys. Get your fits.
The hive mind.
Yeah. And part of it was obviously the fact that, like, yeah, I am like, obviously it's nice to have a bit of a change. And I am a little bit, you know, fucking too angsty about this podcast sometimes.
But their podcast would have no fucking structure if you weren't here.
Yeah, it'd be a fucking disaster.
It's good to be good to have you back.
Yeah.
Thanks. I think we balance each other out quite nicely.
So how was your nice, relaxing fucking vacation in Bali with manager Ryan, drinking pina coladas and buying eagle statues? How was that?
It was needed. I very much realized once I got there, like, wow, I haven't like giving myself a break in a while. Obviously, we go on these trips to PAX or whatever, but they're not really a relaxing time for me because I'm either like worrying about the event or getting like absolutely fucked off my, you know, I don't know what the fuck. You're getting messed up at these events. So it's been a long time since I've sort of just put work aside, just not thought about it for a week, more or less. Obviously, like you can't completely avoid that. And just relax by a pool for a while. If you didn't listen to the podcast a couple episodes ago, I'll fill you in on how my trip to Bali happened. So I was trying to finish a main channel video, kind of stressing about it. I was messaging Ryan, sort of, you know, complaining, being like, oh man, I'm really finding this edit hard and finding it hard to get back into it. Really not enjoying the edit. And Ryan at the time was in Bali with his family, with manager Sam. And he's like, come here, come to Bali, like take a flight. And just come see us and fucking take a week off. I was like, and at first I'm like, yeah, classic Ryan trying to, you know, mess with me doing some spontaneous shit. I'm like, no, I can't do it. And he's like, why not? And I'm like, because I got work, right? I just can't drop my fucking shit. I got to get this video done. He's like, finish it. Come to Bali. I'm booking your flight. I'm like, fuck. So he ends up like, we have this back and forth. I would go over the whole thing. But eventually he's just like, you know, okay, I'm booking the flight. I'm booking it. I'm like, no, don't book. He's like, it's booked. You're coming on Monday. Finish your video and come on the plane. You're coming to Bali. And I was like, you know what? I can finish this video in a day, and fucking why not? I need a break. I know I've been saying it for the longest time. So why the fuck not? Why not just be spontaneous and fucking go to Bali? Very unlike me to do something like this, but I was like, why not? It's a week. I've got the second channel to back me up. I'll be fine. So yeah, I mean, he books the flight. I end up actually, he books in an economy. I end up actually upgrading the night before to business. Just saying.
Jeez. Because
It was only a odd $700 flex, upgrade.
Mr. Moneybags.
Rich Andy over here.
It was with Emirates, and it was only a $700 upgrade, which is like fucking a cheap upgrade for business class. So I was like, I have to splurge on this. Because I've never flown business before, so I had to see what it was like. So I finished my, my channel video. I uploaded it on Monday, and a couple hours later, I'm heading to the airport for my flight. Check in. Sit down, and I'm like, holy shit, it's nice. Like, business is really nice. There's like a whole reclining seat. You can lie down if you want to. It wasn't as big as I thought it would be, because, you know, if you watch like,
right,
if you watch like first class videos, you always expect them to be like massive and stuff. But business is like the in between of, I mean, Emirates doesn't even have premium economy. It's just economy business first class. So. But no, it was super dope. Like, dope as fuck. The food was awesome. I watched Incredibles 2 on the plane. It's just like,
you watched it without us?
They were like giving me like alcohol. I ordered an old fashioned, which is my favorite drink, and they fucking butchered the hell out of it, but I drank it anyway.
Oh no.
And yeah, the flight to Bali was like eight and a half hours. So it was like a worthwhile trip to experience business on. That being said, I think that if I had to choose between, you know, saving money, going economy, and like paying overboard and going for business, I would just do fucking economy. Because unless maybe it was a flight to Europe or something that's like 24 hours. But no, I mean, it was good, but it wasn't worth the money, I don't think. Like, it wasn't that worth it. But anyway, I arrive at Bali that night. It's really late. There's like, Ryan tells me he's booked me a taxi. So I get off the plane, I go through security, I'm looking for the taxi. Was not prepared for how many people would have ordered taxis. There were like, there had to be like 100 like Indonesian dudes waving signs and like trying to call people over. It's like impossible. Like, if there was a sign with my name on it, I couldn't fucking see it.
It's just a sign. Yeah, it's just tall retard.
Yeah, like, legit. Like, there's like 100 people with signs, and then there's also a separate 100 people without signs who are like, "Hey, tall man, come and come, man, come and come, taxi." I'm like, "Holy shit, this is overwhelming." Like, and not only that, it's humid in Bali. Like, it's, if you don't know where it is, it's in Indonesia, Southeast Asia. It's like right by the equator. This place is fucking hot as shit, and it's like 12 at night. So I'm, I'm trying to find my guy. I'm like getting stressed out because I don't have any Wi-Fi at the airport, and I can't text Ryan because I don't have data. So it's like my mission to find this guy with a sign amongst like 100 other fucking people. But I just go to the desk, and they like call out my name. I end up waiting like 30 minutes, and then my guy comes to the desk, and he's like, "Oh, tall man, Cameron." I'm like, "Yes, that's me, that's me." And he's like, "Okay, come with me, come on. And get in this van, Monka S. I was genuinely worried that I was going to get like kidnapped or something at this place. Because like,
is that
like,
I was going to book him.
Kidnapped, tranquilized.
Fucking throw a bag over his head, just chuck him in.
It was at the point where I was like, maybe I'll just get a different taxi. Maybe I'll just get a ride with one of these other guys. But then I was like, wait. How do I know they're actually a taxi and they're not going to like steal my shit or whatever? Like, you know, in these places, you never know.
It's just spray painted big yellow taxi on the side.
An MS paint.
Legit. Like, but no, I found my guy, I get in the taxi. Like, he navigates his way through the Balinese traffic, which is mental, by the way. There's like a million people on scooters and shit, and just fucking like, there's no traffic rules. Everyone's just changing lanes and shit.
Intersections, like, no red lights fucking, or whatever.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. And it's like a 30-minute drive. I get to the villa where Ryan is staying, and I'm like, thank God. I get there. Ryan's there. I'm like, I'm so good to see you. Give him a hug. Give Sam a hug. Chris is also there. Chris isn't a YouTuber. He's just a friend of Sam's primarily, but Sam and Ryan's friend, who we met at MEO. super great guy. I saw him. I didn't know he was going to be there. So I was like, fucking, what's up, Chris? I gave Chris a hug. And turns out it was actually Ryan's mother's 50th birthday party at this villa. He was there with his family.
Aww.
And so, like, everyone is fucking wasted.
Nice.
I immediately just get handed, like, a Smirnoff Ice. And, like, you know, just, like, I get off this 8-hour flight and I'm just fucking drinking. Like, seriously, I'm drinking. This is a nice villa. There's, like, a pool there. There's, like, a room for me. I drop off my shit. Change new to the clothes. Just start hammering the drinks. And yeah, I mean, I got pretty, we all got pretty drunk and ended up swimming in the pool. Like Ryan's mom was like jumping in the pool and shit, you know, fucking hilarious. But obviously I didn't get up to too many shenanigans that night because, I just got off a huge ass flight and I wanted to, you know, fucking sleep. So yeah, went to bed at like midnight and, yeah, that was day one.
How exciting.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to make it out like the story's going to be crazy because, you know,
it's just an update.
Obviously, it was a vacation. And, you know, I also don't want to talk the whole time because that's, you know, I'm the only one who has the story. So, you know, if you have questions or you want to interject with anything random, you know, please do.
Excuse me. I have a question for
all right,
Fitz.
Yep. You in the back? Yep. Hello?
Where is Bali?
That's, you know, I didn't even know what the fuck Bali was until Ryan invited me there. I'm going to be completely honest.
I thought it was a type of rice.
Isn't Bali a sport?
Go to a Bali alley?
Bali ball.
Bali is an Indonesian country that is very, very popular with Australian tourists because it's fucking cheap over there. And until recently, like, things like shrooms were legal over there. It actually got changed like a few months before me going there.
Oh, shame.
They were also really cheap there. My mate once went to Bali and bought a kg of shrooms for $20.
Holy fuck.
What? Most things are cheap there. At all these places, we were staying in some fucking nice places, paying for like drivers all day. I was like, Ryan, how much am I going to owe you by the end of this trip? Because Ryan was just paying for all of it. And I was like, I have to, like, send me an invoice, please. And like, it was nowhere near as much as I was expecting. Like it's fucking, it's shit in general is cheap in Bali. I don't know why.
Except for the fucking eagle statues.
Yeah, I'll get to that later.
Did you get any Supreme?
I didn't, although there are so many fake, like, knockoff stores. Yeah. Ryan's brother had a fake Rolex, and it was probably one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen. You pick it up, it feels like a fucking paperclip, and it's just, it's terrible. And there's all these fake Supreme, fake Gucci, just like the worst fakes you've ever seen on the side of the
road. Did you get pictures of them?
We got some.
You get a fake Rolex watch, it just says Roblox.
Dude, would pay a premium for that. Holy shit. But the guys try and scam you. They're like, no, it's like it's a premium. Like you pay this much. You're like, no, this costs $5. Like I'm giving you $10 for this. It's a meme. Like, you know, they try and scam you out of it. Chris bought some Supreme Yeezys, which don't exist.
Supreme.
He also has like the IKEA ones too, I saw.
Yeah. But back to the drugs in Indonesia. To get it out of the way, I didn't do any drugs in Indonesia, and I'll tell you why I didn't do any drugs in Indonesia. The drug laws in Southeast Asia are fucked up.
I'm talking
if you get caught with the tiniest bit of weed, you're looking at a minimum of 4 years in prison.
Was there a chick
on the news that got like, was it Bali where she got like life in prison or something for having weed that wasn't hers or something?
Ugh. Yeah, there's a couple of stories like that. It's just like tourists going over there to party. They get caught with a bit of weed. Boom, life in prison.
Holy shit.
So there was one story with this guy who was like going to get the death sentence, and the Australian government only just talked them down from like, hey, like it's like fucking like, you know, like,
start it down,
might kill him or anything, you know. But you're in a foreign country. You're like your government doesn't really have a say, more or less. Like they can negotiate diplomacy wise, but it's fucked up, man. Imagine going to prison for 4 years just because you brought some weed to Bali.
The U.S. should annex Bali and then declare it a state and then have them legalize weed.
All right, classic American fucking.
It's simple, really.
It's simple, really. Just ban everybody if they don't agree with us. We do it all the time.
Daddy America coming to save the day.
I would go to Bali if it were an American state.
Sure, buddy. Yeah, but you know, that's just a rule. Swagger, if you go to Bali, don't fucking do weed.
I'm never going to Bali. Fuck off.
Don't want
to. I don't want to go to jail. Good. I don't want to get shot via firing squad for smoking a bong. You kidding me?
It's fucked. It's so fucked up. I can't
it's
believe
weird.
It. And shrooms is now illegal as well, although it was legal for the longest time.
That makes
like,
no
Bali
sense
was known
that,
as the
like,
place you go to
legal.
Do shrooms.
Like, weed isn't there.
Yeah, yeah. They realized that, like, hang on, we're giving these guys 4 years for weed.
Wait a minute. We look like hypocrites. We can't have that.
I thought they were mushrooms.
I was going to put these on a pizza, I swear.
It's a local delicacy.
It's for the pizza.
No. Anyway, day two, Tuesday, wake up. Not much happens today. I chill by the pool. I'm like, holy shit, I have not, like, just had nothing on, like, for the longest time. It's so good to just chill in the sun by a pool. It's so hot in Bali, by the way. I can't express how fucking like
how
I've
tanned
been,
are you?
I don't tan.
He's probably you know, burnt like, fucking Larry the Lobster over
no,
there.
No, I didn't get burnt the whole time. I was very, very proud of myself, but I did lather on sunscreen like fucking, I don't know, just like a madman, just slathering on my body.
Just sliding around everywhere.
Yeah, well, that's a tan for you. Just cover yourself with sunscreen. You're a little bit darker.
Yeah, I think I might have got the slightest dab, but not much. We actually leave this place, this villa where Ryan's family was staying, because me, Ryan, Sam, and Chris wanted to go do our own thing, explore Bali a bit. So we get in the taxi, and Ryan has booked this fucking crazy resort. This, like, just nuts, balls to the walls. Like, everything you imagine a, like, Pacific, like, holiday, like an island holiday is going to be. It's like this huge lobby. It looks like a temple, like massive ceilings, marble floors. I'm like, holy shit, how much is this going to fucking cost? But anyway, we go to our room and it's an ocean view room. There's this like long infinity pool, which like if you're in the pool, you're just looking out over the ocean. So it looks like it goes on forever. And just like the rooms are amazing and the whole place just feels awesome. So we go there. We're only there for one night because it was pretty fucking pricey, but that was dope. Literally nothing happened that day. We just fucking chilled out. We ate teppanyaki for dinner, which is like when the Japanese
fuck is
chef
that shit
in front of you. It's when you know when the Japanese chef's like in front of the grill and he like
hibachi. Like,
is that what it's called? Yeah, I think they're hibachi chefs, but the cuisine is like whatever. Maybe I'm fucking wrong. I don't know. I'm an ignorant tourist. Anyway, that's what we did that day. Go to sleep, wake up.
Wait.
What?
Did the hibachi chef do the thing where he cut the onions into a volcano and light it on fire?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, that's so cool. That makes me giggle and clap my hands.
Did you just clap your hands like a little screamer?
Yeah. Dude, I love it when they do that. I like it when they go, here comes the train, and they go, choo-choo, and then they like move it along. It's so cool.
Swagger.
I fucking love it. And then they dice it, and I eat it in like 2 minutes before I even get the rice served to me.
Yeah, this guy was pretty good, too. He was doing all kinds of tricks. He was, like, flicking shrimps, like, into our mouths and shit. Like,
the best shit is when they take the egg and then they fucking spin it around on the grill.
Oh,
and they go, egg roll. Ha-ha, egg roll. And then you go, egg roll, because he's rolling the egg. And then he flips it into his hat and does a dance.
Honestly, it was kind of awkward because, A, we were all pretty shattered and just tired and, like, we weren't really feeling it. And we were the only people that this guy was serving in a quiet restaurant. There was no one else in the room. So, like, he had this real high energy performance. And we were all just like, oh, whoa, crazy sort of thing. But it was impressive. Anyway, went to sleep, wake up the next day. I work out because I'm a baller-ass bitch and I don't stop for no holiday. You know what I'm saying? Have breakfast, and then we like take a taxi to this like Buddhist temple with like monkeys fucking everywhere. It was pretty cool. Some of them probably were. There were like a lot of monkeys, a lot of baby monkeys, and a lot of like huge ass alpha monkeys staring you down as well.
I remember I went to a zoo when I was like 10, and a monkey jacked off in front of me, and my mom covered my eyes.
Nice, I guess. Lit. Were you traumatized by that?
No, I thought it was sick.
What are those apes that like just fuck like absolute animals? They're like they do orgies and shit at the zoo.
I think they're
called
bonobos
or something. Yeah,
yeah. Bonobos.
They're called bonobos. Those guys fuck like freaks, man. I mean, having like anal sex and shit like in the zoo, like making eye contact with you and shit. It's crazy. That's no bonobos awesome. Though. I don't think. Just monkeys. Then we go to this. There was this insane statue. Like it was. It was like the tallest statue I've ever seen. Buddhism is like the religion of choice there. Is it Buddhism or Buddhism? Whatever.
Buddhism.
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 shit. All right, tourist.
I'm fucking ignorant. I don't know what this shit. Anyway,
I'm so ignorant.
There's this huge, huge statue, like impressively big. I don't know how else to describe it. It was like a eagle, like a dragon, and like a guy, and like it was all made of stone. Crazy big.
You think if they legalized weed, it'd be Buddhism?
Just gonna move on here. So anyway, this huge statue.
Fuck you.
Which is where I recorded the first of my installment of like Instagram stories with Chris doing the Orange Justice dance in like various locations.
Those
I don't know if you guys
good.
Saw that.
Yeah, those were very funny.
Yeah, so that was pretty good. Yeah, go to this fucking thing, get back in the car, and then we got like a 2-hour drive to this new place. We stop at McDonald's on the way. The McDonald's, by the way, over there is like insane. Like it's fucking crazy. Like it's really good. Really good. Everything's like well cooked and shit. I think this is really sad. I think the reason that it's better is because grown people are working at these McDonald's as opposed to like teenagers in Bali. So like these people actually knew how to like cook food really well. But just saying, if you go to Bali, McDonald's is very nice.
I'll be sure to go to McDonald's whenever I'm in Bali.
Just make sure you tip them well, okay? Because, you know.
You tip? Anyway. You can tip at the McDonald's there?
I don't fucking know. I didn't pay for shit.
Yeah, figures.
And then, yeah, we go to this other place, which is, like, just massive. Like, I think I posted some of it on my Insta story, at CookatFits, by the way. And it was, like, this huge resort, just crazy hotel with these insane like jungle views and this crazy pool. But anyway, we go there next day. What do we do next day? Oh, I think next day we did whitewater rafting.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
Did you have a bunch of hot girls in bikinis that were like touching you as you were whitewater rafting, opening up bottles of champagne and drinking it?
It was humid as fuck and everyone else was old as fuck.
Get some saggy balls touching you.
But our guide, like, the water was also really low, so it was really hard work. Like, if the water's high, the river kind of takes you, but we had to do so much paddling on this fucking boat because the water was really low and there were all these rocks around, so it was pretty sketchy. And our guide was like hilarious. He kept like, he was either he was like, he didn't speak much English, but he was like, okay, if rock coming, I say boom, boom. And like, that means you'll grab on the side.
No way.
And we're like, okay, sounds good. So we're going down this river and like, he's like, boom, boom. And we're like, fuck. And like, you know, we're going backwards down these crazy rocky like rapids. And he's just laughing like, like the whole time.
Oh my God.
Back. And when it calms out, when like we're going on the calmer parts of the river, he just starts like complaining about his life. Like it was really weird. It was really weird. He's like, my wife,
that
man.
Sounds sad.
My wife's not so good right now, man. She don't got no work. Like all this crazy stuff.
Oh my
like
God.
That.
Dude,
like,
what the fuck? Some vacation.
Weird. I think he was doing it because he wanted a tip, right? But there were like three elements to this guy. It was A, complaining about his life. Like his wife or his job and like the competition on the river. There were these other companies hitting up and that's no good. He's like, I need to work every day. Like all this stuff like that. He was either doing that, laughing like an absolute maniac as we were going down extremely dangerous rapids.
He's like, I can finally die.
Jesus.
Or he was saying like telling us to like row harder I realized like halfway through that we had like left everyone else like way in the dust. Like we were coming first by far on this river. And I was like, wait a minute, this guy wants us to win. Cause I bet you he's got a bet with his friends that like, if he wins, like he gets something or they have like a little competition with the guys who work there.
Oh,
so
shit.
I ask him and I'm like, dude, like, do you win something if we come first? He's like, yes, they buy me a lot of beer tonight if I come first. I'm like, that's why he's pushing us.
And a fake Rolex.
Yeah. So that was fun. I fucking hit my knee on a rock and messed up my leg, but that was Ooh. More or less okay. And yeah, we fucking
Did you make any noise, any specific noise when you hit your knee?
I was like, what the fuck? Something like that. You know,
all
right.
Real
quiet.
We'll let it in the sound effect.
Like part yell, part swear, like I said to myself with the yell. It's pretty like creative. I don't know. Yeah, I was driving with it. It was fun. And then that night, we had dinner, which was the dinner that you guys were recording the podcast during. And man, we got fucking trashed, dude. We got so wasted. Like, we just started, like, after,
yeah,
after,
man, same.
Uh, after Ryan got done yelling at you guys in group DMs telling you to record the podcast again, he was like, tequila, like literally like drinks.
Fuck you.
And
guys.
we just started drinking so much alcohol, man. And we had this great dinner, fucking beautiful steak. But we were getting so hammered. Like, we should not, they in the place like New Zealand or Australia or America, they would not let you to get this hammered. But in Bali, who the fuck cares, right? So they're just feeding us these drinks. And by and it, you know, when we asked for the check, they gave us 4 more tequila shots on the house.
Oh my god.
It was like a mistake. So Ryan's like, let's
just want to kill you.
Going.
Yeah, there's like they just want to keep you there. They're like, let's do another round.
They'll fucking
that.
They'll give you alcohol poisoning and almost kill you willingly, but you can't smoke a joint or you get put in jail.
That's it's crazy.
Isn't that fucked?
It's fucked up.
That's so true.
Up.
What?
Ryan's like, let's keep this party going, guys. Let's go up to the lounge, keep drinking. Because Ryan's like super drunk and he's not having a bar of it. I'm like, can we not? And he's like, fucking stop being a pussy, Fitz. You're on vacation. I was like, I guess you're right. So we go up to...
Oh my god. Responsible Andy.
That's the kind of manager I have. So
don't be
we
a
go
pussy.
Up to the lounge. There's this little like lounge, hookah lounge actually.
Ooh, I like
right next to the lobby. This huge open area, very public. There are like a few like couples enjoying the nice quiet hookah on a Thursday evening. We come stumbling in there, trashed as fuck. Ryan's like, a hookah and 4 old fashions. And like we sit down and like, I think, I don't know if this is true. Ryan said this is true, so don't quote me. But he said that like hookah like thins out your something or other. Maybe like makes it easier to get drunk. I don't know if that's true or not. But
I'll Google it.
Ryan was like making me take these huge inhales of the hookah. I've never done hookah before. It was very like mild. It was very weird. I don't really know what's in it. I think
it's really just, bad for you.
Is it?
Well. If you had an entire hookah to yourself, it's the equivalent of smoking 100 cigarettes.
What the fuck?
I had 5. I looked at, does hookah make you more drunk? And the first thing that shows up is alcohol plus hookah equals not fun.
This explains a lot. Okay, because we are so hammered. I have so much hookah, we're just. And then Ryan orders champagne as well, which is I think the biggest mistake of the night. Because I'm fine on spirits. I can handle spirits. Like, my stomach will feel a little fucked up the next day, but I won't throw up. Champagne, like, beer, that shit is what makes you vomit. So we order champagne. And Ryan and everyone else is hammered. And I'm, like, pretty good at, maintaining my speech when I'm drunk. At least I think. And so they're like, Fitz, you're not even drunk, bro. Like, fucking keep drinking. And I'm like, I'm not even wasted. Like I'm like trying
Thou
to prove a point.
Correct.
Trying to, like, my ego's getting in the way. I'm like, yo, look, like, fucking no worries. I'm a big guy.
I'm not drunk. I can drink more, guys.
We're being so loud in this lobby. And the rest of this night is kind of blackout for me. But I remember at one point just saying the most horrific words possible to Chris. To try and prove some kind of point to him. I don't know why.
I was
calling him all these like really horrific names slurs and insults and stuff. Just for comedy, you know?
That was
what I was reduced to. And no one else cares because we're in Bali, but I'm pretty sure that the other couples left pretty quickly after that. I'm just so wasted and eventually, here's what I remember from the night. This is all I remember. I remember walking up to the room. I remember going to Ryan and Sam's room and lying down on the bed and just being fucked. I remember Sam leaving. And then I remember being in my hot tub on my balcony, because there was a hot tub on my balcony.
As usual. Yeah.
On my balcony with Chris. And Chris was like, all right, time to go to bed, Fitz. And I just vomit all over the
side.
Vomit so bad. It was so bad. Like,
was it in the hot tub?
No, it was like down the side.
Okay, that's all that matters.
But it was like on these marble steps and shit. I was like, fuck it. It looked so bad the next day. I hate vomiting. It's so gross. And then I somehow remember getting into bed, and then I remember vomiting down the side of my bed. So fun.
Yikes.
Right?
Nasty.
Yay.
Yikes.
Drinking's awesome. That was a real epic night, guys. Totally worth it.
Epic.
I wake up the next day and I find out that the reason Sam went away is because he was vomiting on his bathroom floor. I also found out the next day that Chris was vomiting like outside of our hot tub as well before I went to bed. I didn't even notice, dude. I was blasted. Like, I can't.
Did they poison your fucking drinks?
Bro, I think it was the drunkest I've ever been. Like, no fucking kidding. It was not even fun. Like, it was fun, but it was also, like, super not fun.
It's so, not worth.
It's like, whatever.
Jesus.
Yeah. Not worth. It's not worth. It's not worth getting that fucked up, guys, in the audience. Like, it's not fun.
Yeah, everyone thinks, like, drinking is, like, always a fun time. People keep forgetting, like, you can drink too much, and it's just not worth at a certain point, you know?
The only good thing that comes out of it is the story, and even that's kind of depressing, so, you know, it's like, whatever.
It's not a story, it's just depressing memories at that point.
Yeah, well, it's not a good story when it's just like, I drank a lot, and then I threw up. It's like, oh, yeah. Okay. You know?
Yeah.
You know, it's good when it's like, if it was like, oh, I got drunk, and then I got into a fucking fight with all the monkeys outside, then, you know, that could have been so unentertaining, but...
That would have been awesome. Yeah, but no, they fed us the fuck out of those drinks. Far beyond, you know, not that to blame them. It was definitely all Ryan's fault. Ryan was just being retarded. Ryan loves that shit. Ryan loves throwing up, I swear to God. He loves, like, getting people fucked up and watching them suffer. Like, it's his number one thing that he loves doing.
Gives him joy.
So, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that was that. The next day I wake up and I just felt empty inside. I just felt completely empty. Like,
good.
Stomach empty, too.
My stomach was upset the whole day, and I just felt like, I don't know. I feel like someone had just berated me all night and, beat the shit out of me, and then I threw up, and then I went to bed. That's how I felt, like, the whole fucking day. We go to a shopping center, which was, like, 2 hours away, which had, like, you know, designer clothing, but it was nothing there, and I really didn't fucking want to shop. Went back to Ryan's parents' villa, napped, had a good dinner, fucking went back to ours, slept. Next day, Saturday, we went quad biking on Saturday, which was fun. Quad biking, like, through
that
mud.
Fun.
Through this, like, muddy trail, which was, like, that was interesting.
Got any epic, like, GoPro footage or anything of it? Second channel?
No, but they were, like, taking photos of us. Actually, they took photos during the quad biking and during the whitewater rafting. And every time we saw a guy with a camera, we just started dabbing furiously, which was such an epic meme, obviously.
Yeah, that's
we didn't
epic.
Buy those photos. We didn't buy them.
You should have.
And, we went quad biking. We changed into our Fortnite squad goals shirts, which we bought the previous day. Bali, as well as selling fake designer clothing, sells a bunch of these really cringy shirts that they think are, like, going to be popular. Like, Fortnite squad goals. What was the other one? Floss like a boss. You like and they got Fortnite characters on the shirts, and they're really low quality. Anyway, so we bought some of those and
ripped off Google Images.
I would totally get a Floss like a boss shirt and then fucking wear it every time I go to a dental appointment.
There are also all these shirts of, like, a dabbing skeleton for some reason. It was, like, one of the most popular and most common shirts I saw. It's like a dabbing skeleton. So
dab to death.
Yeah. Anyway, that was Saturday. Went back to Ryan's parents' villa. Slept. Next day, wake up. Flight home. In economy. So I could, like, compare the two and save money. And, like I said, I'd rather fly economy, like, any fucking day of the week over. Well, I wouldn't rather, but I'd rather save the money because it's just not worth. Like, this time the upgrade was, like, $2,000. So it's like, fuck that. I'm going to fly economy, obviously. Yeah. That was my whole fucking thing. Not too eventful. But God, it wasn't needed. Like, obviously I didn't go into details about how much I relaxed because that was boring, but I relaxed a lot. And it was really, I think, important for me to do that and come back kind of clean, you know, even just kind of giving myself some space to think about a lot of shit, career-wise and personal-wise and stuff, you know. It's just it's a good thing to do every now and then, I think. Not enough people do that when they're self-employed, so.
Yeah, me and Matt got kicked out of our apartment. We're a ball of stress.
Here's the thing, because Ryan told me all about this. Ryan, you guys on the podcast made it seem like it wasn't your fault that you got kicked out.
Oh, no,
place.
It was our fault, 100%.
It was, 100%.
It was 100% your fault.
Sure.
Ryan told you that you had to extend it. You didn't fucking
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. Here's the thing. Even if we were smart enough to remember to have extended, they were booked like 3 days before.
Yeah, but
we
you would have known.
True. Yeah, we could have, like, at least gotten an Airbnb. It's still our fault at that point. You're just trying to rationalize it.
You know, it's all your fault. You guys are pathetic. 100%. And it's your fault. Yeah. So that's where we're at.
Pathetic.
No, what else is? What have I missed? Like, what's been going the fuck on? You know, I haven't talked to you guys. This is, like, my first time talking to you vocally in, like, 2 fucking weeks. It feels.
Yeah, just about a
wink. Not much. Mason shaved his head.
Yeah. Yeah, true. How's he coping? Is he going through his breakdown phase yet?
Yeah, he has.
Yeah.
That's like what happens.
He sent a Snapchat earlier with like a blue arrow drawn on his head to look like the airbender.
He's doing good. He's doing good though. I talked to him earlier on, I think like 2 days ago. He's doing really good. He's really just taking a break from social media because he says it's fucking cancer and he needs to just like decompress, which I can respect.
Sure. But I think we all feel like that way sometimes.
Yeah, we didn't address that why Mason wasn't on the podcast. I'm pretty sure he.
Oh yeah.
But we don't know why he's not on the podcast.
Oh, we know. We
yeah,
do.
He just wanted a break. Yeah.
He needed to go to sleep because he didn't sleep the night before. He was too tired to do it, and we were like, okay, because at least he gave us notice. So that's why he just wanted
like
to...
a few hours notice. I mean, you know,
he did. He gave us 2 hours notice, which is fucking fine. So. Good on you, Mason. Everyone watching, give Mason a round of applause for being responsible.
Give Mason a round of applause. Give me 2 hours.
You're giving him a round of applause for not showing up?
Yeah, Mason!
Oh, you're not going to applaud him.
He's just, whatever. Apparently he didn't sleep, so there you go.
Good job, Mason. You didn't sleep. Good shit. Yeah.
Sounds like he's in his breakdown phase, so.
He's not. He's out of it.
Yeah. Don't want to make the audience worry because you know how that goes.
Yeah.
Worried.
Oh my God.
Then there's a whole podcast.
Yeah. There's a whole podcast addressing it.
Mind of Mason, episode 99. Still getting to the bottom of what the fuck is going on in this kid's head. So he shaved his hair. Anything else that I missed? Anything else meaningful? I mean, you guys are still in Australia, right? They know that?
Yep.
You're in an Airbnb right now.
Nice just, little vacation. Just enjoying myself.
Yeet. Toby, what's been going on?
Yeet.
Toby, what's been going on with you? How's life for you?
Dude, I've just been streaming. Been streaming a lot. Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's interesting because, you have been away and Einad and Swagger obviously in Australia and they're doing things and stuff. Like, it's been interesting because it's been like a week or so of me just playing solo every day. It's been interesting.
Why don't you hit people up more? Why
no,
you do that?
Yeah, I know. I'm just really bad at it. You know, I just need to get used to it. It's just like that social thing of that social anxiety thing of just like I
just
kind of
to
get
people. Yeah.
I kind of
just any interaction whatsoever.
I like.
No, I get it.
Yeah, I feel sometimes I
you feel like
I
you're
feel,
bothering people, right?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. I feel like I'm bothering people. Yeah. That's it. Which I know isn't true.
And shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just pure anxiety
so
at that
just,
point. That's
just waiting for other people to invite me. Like, Byers came into my chat one day, actually, and was like, hey, Battlefield came out. And I was like, oh, sweet, let's play then. But there's been a lot of new games coming out, and they've all been shit.
I don't know. Red Dead 2 is fucking great.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Oh, no.
Oh, you've been playing that?
He's been playing this shit so goddamn much.
I've been playing it at
much.
Manager Ryan's house,
so
dude.
Goddamn much.
When we got kicked out and I was over there for 3 days, I did not move from the pull-out fucking bed.
He,
I just
when,
sat
how
there,
often did you
greasy
go outside?
As fuck.
Did you
I didn't
go
outside for 48
time.
Hours.
Jesus fucking Christ, dude. Man. What is wrong
and I was getting I was getting stoned, like, you know, 3 times a day for like 2 days just playing Red Dead 2 with my friend Peckett.
I heard that's healthy to do.
And I fucking wake up and I'm opening my suitcase to get shit out of it, to take a shower and to change my clothes, and I swear to God, I am miming the Red Dead animations. Like, I think I picked up, like, a new walk cycle. Like, I walk differently now. Like, I'm fucking doing the animation for
I'm just imagining you at, like, the next fan meetup, you're going to be wearing, like, a cowboy hat on top of your thing and, like, a sombrero.
Oh, dude, ye
shit,
fucking
like,
hot, dude. I love being a cowboy.
I remember, like, at about 5 a.m., one night, I go downstairs, like half awake. I'm just walking down the stairs, going into the lounge room where they've got like everything set up, and I expect everyone to be asleep. So I'm just gonna go down and get some water because I'm absolutely parched. And then I just see this greasy Italian man sitting up, hunched over like a goblin with a controller. And I just look over at him, half awake, and he's just like, "This game's good,
dude. It's
Is it really that good.
Oh, dude,
I played it.
It's pretty meh."
People like to shit on it because they're not Americans and they don't understand how fucking great the game is. because you're
don't
a cowboy.
Understand our gun culture.
You're
a, can't appreciate
you're
it.
You're Western. You got guns. You shoot people for no reason, and you ask questions later. That's the
yeah.
American
I'm pretty
way.
Sure you don't have to shoot him in the game. That's just you being an asshole. You know,
not being an ass. It's a virtual person. It's not like they exist.
You shot a dog earlier today. What are you talking
hey,
about?
Hey, that's because the rancher came at me telling me to get off his property, so I shot
you don't
his dog.
Shoot a man's dog. Just
fuck his dog.
Real issues, guys. This isn't like a real thing that happened. No
taking
to
the
aggressive.
Court.
But I really like the game. The writing's fantastic. The graphics are good. You can have a horse. You can name your horse. You can shoot your horse in the head. But you can't wow. skin and eat your horse, which pisses me off.
That's just un-American right there.
You know what game came out recently that I've been enjoying a lot? Fucking the Spyro remaster. I didn't play Spyro as a kid, but I've been playing it, and it's fucking baller. It's fun.
Is that on console? What's that on?
It's on PS2. It's on PS4 now. It came out. The original was on PS2. It's on PS4 now.
Yeah,
I swear it was on the original was on PS1. I played.
I think
it
was.
It may have been on both. PS1.
I played it on my GameCube.
Or that's it. Yeah, GameCube. I remember it on GameCube playing it at friends' house.
Dude, GameCube is way better than PS1, way better than the original Xbox. It's fucking GameCube or nothing.
Take that back.
Sorry,
PS1
Xbox.
Intro,
no, Xbox,
the PS1
Halo.
Intro is
Halo 1
the
on the Xbox. Mm-mm. Get on my level.
GameCube intro has all the memes. Checkmate,
dude, Halo.
Atheist.
Halo
but
theme
like,
is the original
the
meme.
The nostalgia.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I never had one, so I don't have nostalgia for that.
Oh, true. That is true. You need to have it.
I never fucking played consoles unless it was at my friend's house. And
I didn't play video games. I was too busy playing sports.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What the fuck is that character?
It's like a weird homosexual Eric Cartman or something. I
don't fucking know. Just a pedophile coach.
So Spyro's apparently a banger. Red Dead, I have it. I got past the tutorial. Like, the intro was a bit of a grind for me, I'll be honest. Like, I didn't really enjoy
it's a very long game.
The mountain one. But I'm in, like, the open world part now. I haven't really done too much exploring, so I'll see what I think. I'll get into it.
make a video on it.
Fuck that. How are you feeling? How are you finding Fallout 76, Toby? We talked about it earlier.
Fallout 76 is interesting because it almost feels like an MMO, sort of like grindy a little bit. You know, you just kind of get dropped into the world and can do whatever you want. You can explore around, and it's very MMO like to me. Like, right. There's not really necessarily a linear pathway that you have to go with.
Are there like this? Is there the same like stat system as the other games? Like,
no,
yeah.
Level up your shit.
Cards. Yeah, so you level up, right? And then you choose one of the stats. And then what happens is, and that stat will open, like, you get these cards. And those cards will have something to do with that stat. And you choose one of the cards to use. And the cards might be something like a 30% chance less likely to break your guns or something like that. Or, like, they're 30% more durable. And basically, like, every time you level up, you just slowly build up each stat with these cards. It's not a terrible system. It's just a weird system.
Is it grindy, like, to get them and shit?
I've probably played a few hours, and I'm level 9. So, yeah, you don't level up quickly. But also, I've been playing solo, and the game is designed to be played with friends, I think.
I think we should definitely all jump on and give it a... Is there, like, a limit to how many friends you can play with?
I have no idea. But you know what?
I don't believe so.
You know what the game fucking doesn't have? Fucking AAA title doesn't have push to talk. It's either continuous transmission or your mic's off.
That's trash.
Yeah, it's really retarded.
And if your mic is off, you can't hear other people talking either. So you can't, like, walk around with your mic off and then hear someone talking and go into the settings and turn it on. You have to have it always on if you want to hear the other people.
They should add that.
They are adding it. They did confirm they're adding it, but it's just like, why is it not there?
I feel like they do that for, like, the whole realism thing, like... If like to prevent people from talking in Discord, and that you always know where a person is, like there's a group of people talking with each other, then they're walking around and you can hear them. But like it's kind of stupid to do that for realism when it's just a guy
game,
walking around and then you just hear like, "Son, I got you your tendies," and then he's like, "Fuck you, mom, go away."
And the main thing you hear, the main thing you fucking hear is mechanical keyboards.
Oh, that'd be so just like a guy walking past.
It's a cool concept, yeah. But the problem is everybody's mics are trash nowadays, so it just doesn't work. Yeah.
And I'm a streamer. I'm talking to my chat half the time, you know?
Yeah, that is weird. And the other thing is, like, if they want that element of, like, realism where you can, like, navigate people, it's like you have to kind of be quiet or keep your voice down. Yeah. Like, the PvP, it's handshake PvP. It's like, I have to shoot someone, so and they dumb. Have to shoot me back, and then we initiate a fight. It's the stupidest, most casual bullshit. Because when I think Fallout, I think, like, hardcore survival. You're in a fucking apocalypse.
Yeah, it's literally
apocalypse.
Built on survival, and they're like, oh, nope, you gotta do it proper.
Like,
you gotta
shoot
if
I see someone,
like,
I should just be able to fucking blow their head off with my pipe rifle. Like, you know.
Yeah, no. Appealing to the casual player ruins so many games, unfortunately.
But you can appeal to both. You can have a PvE mode and a PvP mode.
True.
That's hardcore and one that's softcore, and then maybe one in the middle. And then you can have community servers, you know, for like roleplay and shit. But they're just like, we're just going to mash it all together into one big thing that everybody's like, yeah, okay, I guess. But most people are like, that's retarded.
It's interesting. I don't know how the servers actually work, because you just click play. Like, there's no server browser or any of that. You just click play, and you get dropped into the world. And, like, you look at the map, and there seems to be a lot of people on there, but I have no idea how many people are on each server. I have no idea what sort of server I'm on. It's interesting. Because it does feel like jumping in. Like, if you didn't tell someone that it was multiplayer, and you just pressed play, I think a lot of people would be like, I'm playing a single-player game right now, right?
Why did this guy call me a faggot? This, I thought this was single player. I don't know.
Man, this guy's really realistic.
That's actually another thing people have been complaining about. There's no NPCs in the game.
Yeah, it's all holotapes.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. There's robots, but that's it.
You know, that's weird. There was this article written that says that a bunch of Fallout players are actually running around pretending to be NPCs, like role-playing, to help new players. And I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's
Wait,
really
in Fortnite?
Nice.
No, in Fallout. Did I say Fortnite?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you said Fortnite players. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, did I really? Are you sure? I thought I said Fallout.
Yeah, I'm not going to claim that it was 100% Fortnite, but I'm pretty sure I heard an epic Fortnite moment, so I'm just going to stick to my guns on this one.
I'm just going to go monetize it real quick.
anyway.
But yeah, interesting game.
Yeah, we should play it. I think we should play it.
Yeah, we should give it a try.
Worth a try. It's always worth a try, any new game that comes out, you know.
We need to try Battlefield 5. I played it with Buys. It is, it's basically Battlefield 1.
Yeah.
Which came out last fucking year.
Yikes.
But, you know.
Yeah, I'm curious to see the Battle Royale mode in March next year, but, you know, until then.
Oh, that'll revive the game by then. Yeah, totally.
I want the old fucking Bad Company 2 days where you can
please.
Just fly around in the helicopter and just fucking snipe people
so
and
much.
Jump out and capture sights.
Dude, those were the days.
So
fucking
good.
Flying in Bad Company 2. That's my shit.
I actually looked up Australian servers yesterday to see if there were any still active, and they all were empty. So,
man.
What if we all hop on a game? Do you think we can fill one up? Or just tweet it out. We should all hop on a server and just tweet it out.
Yeah, or if I was streaming while we did it or something, it'd be easy to fill up the server.
Down.
I'd be down. If you guys want to see that, then rate this podcast 5 stars on iTunes and say, we want to see you play Battlefield.
You're supposed to make the 5-star plug a little
Why
more.
Why don't podcasts have comment sections?
Yeah, really.
Dude, I wish
great.
Spotify had that. That's the one thing I don't like about Spotify for podcasts. Is
Spotify
no comments.
Comment section?
Ew. Yeah, for podcasts. I feel like that'd be good.
That'd be pretty cool.
I guess that could be a good idea.
Yeah.
Speaking of nostalgic video games, I was saying to Toby earlier, one thing I've been doing recently while watching footage, especially, because when you watch footage back, like, it's very, like, for me at least, I take so little from the footage that a lot of it's, like, monotonous and I just don't care. Because, like, basically what I do, my method is, because I don't care about gameplay at all, really, I just scan my audio track to see when there's like peaks,
little peaks on,
and
yeah.
just see when I'm laughing. Like I just peek, check it, which still takes ages, but it does mean that I don't have to, like, you know, probably cuts the time down by, you know, a third or something like that. But it's still monotonous. And one thing I've been doing in the background while doing it is playing fucking RuneScape.
No, No, stop.
I have.
Stop,
Jay,
you can't.
You don't understand. It's so easy.
Does that mean when you're editing, you get your cutting skills to 99?
Yeah.
It's all living up
you
IRL.
Play it. I have to play it.
Jay, we have to play it one day. It's so much fun.
I want to do it.
But no, like I've literally, and people who don't know what RuneScape is aren't going to fucking care, so I'm not going to talk about this forever. But RuneScape was like an old school, like there's two versions. There's RuneScape 3, which is garbage, and there's the old school RuneScape, which is like what I used to play when I was a kid. Boy. It's like an MMO, it's free, and it's still, it's. They just released it on mobile, which is going to ruin my fucking life. But they just released it on mobile, and the player base every day is now over 1 million, which is
what the fuck? That's insane.
For RuneScape, for it's more than old. It was back in the day, and it was
it's
huge
nuts.
Back in the day.
And here's the thing.
Unreal.
The mobile app is actually good. Like, it's not bad. They didn't ruin the game.
Not
it's
lame.
Just like, it's seamless. You're playing with PC players. It doesn't matter. Like, it's so good.
Their team, Jagex, are like the old school team, are absolutely insane. They're such hardworking. They make sure everything's perfect.
Really?
They listen to their community. I fucking love it. It's such a nice community.
Except for fucking mod Mark Donalds. That fat fuck himself.
Yeah,
what happened with that? I heard about that one.
RuneScape 3 Andy. Yeah. He was the one who thought it would be a good idea.
Yeah, let's just ruin the game. Let's just fuck it all up.
Toby, do you have any idea what the fuck they're talking about?
No, I don't. I never played. Well, no. Yeah, I mean, obviously, I know what they're talking about, but I never played it.
I'm about to whack you in the head with my DX like it's a fucking tea tree. Just
my point is that it's really easy to stand by some sand crabs and level up your attack while you're fucking watching footage back.
Is that rock crabs? I thought it was
rock crabs. No, rock crabs are old newswag. It's all about
rock
sand
crabs. What are you talking about, you normie? Out, get out.
Rock crabs.
Are you sure?
Yeah, sand crabs, dude.
Those are the ones that on the beach that you level your defense up on, right?
Yeah, there's rock crabs, and now there's sand crabs, which are better. You
whoa!
Know?
Oh,
wow.
More HP, lower defense.
And we just lost 80% of our audience.
There you go.
I just gave my RuneScape account to a friend of mine because I just never stopped paying for the membership because occasionally I'll play it, but I just let him have the login info. So he
how
would
long
go
ago
on
was this?
And maybe a year ago.
Yeah.
And then so he'd just go on and just do like grand exchange flipping and then make money to buy bonds, and then he would just use the bonds to pay for his own account.
Oh my god.
What
it was
a
genius
pointless
for
existence.
Him.
You're just flipping
but
fucking
dude,
shit
all
day. I'll
log
to pay
in. Like I have like a couple mil, I think, in the fucking bank, as well as like fashionscape outfit. I look like a fucking baller.
We're such nerds.
I want to stop talking about it because most people can't relate to this unless they're
buying GF.
RuneScape.
Dude, you will never know.
That's not Fortnite.
You will never know the feeling of pretending to be a girl on RuneScape and just fucking getting some poor bastard to give you money. Pretend to be his girlfriend.
I guarantee you, a lot of our audience played RuneScape and are like actually pogging about this.
I think
100%.
There'll be a fair few, which is why I actually have been considering making a second channel RuneScape video.
We have to do it.
I want to do that.
One of the most popular browser MMOs of all time.
I know. But I just think that like there is like people maybe who are like 16 probably didn't hit that wave. But we do have like a lot of people who would have played it, I'm sure. I want to start doing like nostalgia, like one-off videos on my second channel. I want to do one for RuneScape and I want to do one for Minecraft Tech It because I think it's been long enough where Minecraft is no longer like, you know, it's no longer king of YouTube and it's no longer cringe.
So you just want to do just like a casual gameplay of it.
I'd love to do that. It'd be fun.
There's a whole bunch of people who watch our videos who used to play Minecraft, but don't anymore, but kind of get the nostalgia hit, you know? Everyone
played Minecraft.
So
yeah.
Misfits Minecraft.
Fun fact, manager Ryan, before he got into managing us, actually managed Minecraft servers and made bank off it, by the way. But like he managed like Minecraft servers back in the day for a bunch of Australian Minecraft
That's
YouTubers.
Crazy.
So I'm sure that what we could do is we could set one up. Like he could help us set one up.
Oh, make a server.
Misfits Minecraft
make
server.
Make it public. Make
Yo,
it
how
public.
Many? How, okay, we need you guys to tweet at us. How many would you actually like be interested in playing on that? Like an actual
just for nostalgia. We don't want to make it like a whole thing. We don't want to turn into Minecraft YouTubers. But
yeah, I've done this before.
And just
we can have a public server.
I had a public server,
Some guy yoinked Swagger Souls on Minecraft, so I don't even have that.
It's scammed.
Which kind of sucks. Right,
no, but I think a ticket, having a go at playing some ticket together, I think that'd be a real fun time. It could be make for some cool videos.
I miss those days, man. I just want to make one video. I want to like make myself a Minecraft channel, but I just want to make a video on it.
I do.
Nostalgia hit, move on.
Hell yeah. Skyblock, those are the days.
Me won't play RuneScape.
Yeah, let's go, Jay. Let's go right now off this podcast. RuneScape.
Fucking nerds.
No. Anyway, should we fucking should we start wrapping this thing up?
Yeah, before you
yeah, I guess so.
Scare everybody else off the RuneScape, yeah.
Before we alienate more of our audience through pure cringe.
No way.
Tweet us if you want us to do a public Minecraft server.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that.
I don't think
fucking pieces of shit.
Dab.
It'll last like I don't know.
Don't be so negative. Think of the positives. Yeah. It's fun, yeah.
Think of the pay to win positives.
Yeah, man. Think of the donation ranks, man. Come on. Yeah. Think of the donator ranks. Come on. Again. Positive.
Yes. Make Minecraft great again.
Yeah, that's right. I'm gonna bring it back. Old school. Old school take it. Let's go. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. Follow us at Misfits on Twitter and Instagram. Yeah, we'll see you next week. I think I want to get a guest on next week. I'm not sure who, but I'm hoping to get someone special. Hopefully Mason will be back next week as well. This has been my boring Bali adventures and a bunch of gaming rambling. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
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 The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.